All right, let's jump right in. Today, we're going deep on medical injection molding.
Yeah, pretty fascinating stuff.
It really is.
We're talking about those tiny but super important parts found in so many medical devices.
Exactly. It's easy to overlook just how crucial these things are.
Right, like the syringes at the doctor's office, or even the intricate components inside those high-tech surgical robots.
It all starts with injecting molten material into a mold.
Seems simple on the surface.
Yeah, deceptively simple, because we're not talking about just any plastic widgets here.
Oh, absolutely not. We're talking about devices that go into operating rooms, get implanted in bodies, deliver life-saving medications.
Stakes are high.
Extremely high. That's why the requirements for these molded parts are so incredibly strict.
Material safety, biocompatibility, precision down to the tiniest level, hygiene standards that would put a hospital to shame.
And of course, don't forget the whole world of
Oh
regulations.
yeah, those
A
regulations.
whole other beast.
So let's start with the materials themselves. I think most people hear medical grade and picture something like,
Super safe.
yeah, super safe, but it's so much more complicated than that.
Way more. You can't just slap a medical grade sticker on something and call it a day.
So break it down for us. What are we really talking about when we say medical grade?
All right. Well, you got to consider two key factors: material safety and biocompatibility.
Okay, material safety first. What does that even mean in this context?
Basically, it means the material itself can't leach any harmful chemicals,
Especially inside the body.
especially inside the body. Think about something like polycarbonate or PC. It's incredibly stable and inert.
Why is that so important?
Well, that stability is exactly why it's used in so many medical tools.
Okay, so it's reliable.
Super reliable. And then you've got polyether thurketone.
Try saying that three times fast.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. It's also known as PEEK.
Much easier.
Definitely. PEEK is kind of like the high-performance athlete of the material world.
How so?
It's even more resistant to wear and tear than PC, which makes it perfect for long-term implants.
So PC is like your dependable workhorse. You see it in a ton of tools. But
Exacto.
when it comes to implants,
PEEK is the superstar. And that brings us to biocompatibility.
okay, biocompatibility. What's that all about?
Think about it this way. Imagine you're getting a hip replacement.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
That implant can't trigger inflammation or get rejected by your body.
It has to basically play nice with your tissues.
Exactly. It needs to be a welcome guest, almost like it's part of you. Titanium is a fantastic example here.
Titanium. That's a metal, though.
Yeah, but it shows you just how important biocompatibility is, even beyond plastics.
So how does titanium fit into all of this?
Well, it's strong, inert, and our bodies tolerate it incredibly well. It even encourages bone growth around it.
So it's not just about being safe in a general sense. The material has to actually interact with the body in the right way.
Absolutely. Our source material actually has this really interesting table comparing materials like PC, PEEK, and titanium.
Oh yeah, I saw that. It really drives home the point that a material can be perfectly safe in one situation, but totally unsuitable in another.
It's kind of like assuming that because you can drink water, you can also breathe it.
Right, like the context completely changes things.
Exactly. Just because something works for one medical application doesn't mean it will work for another. You have to carefully consider the specific demands of each situation.
So context is key. And looking at this table, it actually shows PEEK scores higher in biocompatibility than PC.
It does.
So even though both materials are safe, PEEK gets the gold medal when it comes to being compatible with the human body. What kind of real-world implications does that have?
Well, imagine a less biocompatible material gets used in an implant.
Oh, doesn't sound good.
Not good at all. You might see increased inflammation, slower healing, and even implant rejection down the line.
So that means more pain for the patient, longer recovery times, potentially even more surgeries.
Exactly. That's why biocompatibility is so crucial.
It can literally make or break the success of a medical device.
Absolutely. Another big factor here is precision.
Yeah, precision. I always think about baking. Mess up your measurements and your cake is a disaster. Now imagine that cake is a syringe delivering medication.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, not a risk you want to take.
No, not at all. In the medical world, close enough is simply not good enough. You need absolute accuracy.
Both in dimensions and shape.
You got it. Think about something like a syringe piston or the connectors on an infusion set. Even a tiny error can cause leaks, incorrect dosages, even complete failure of the device.
And it's not just about things going into the body either.
Right. There are instruments that need to navigate really delicate spaces inside the body.
Like endoscopes.
Exactly. They have to move through all these intricate pathways, and if the shape of the endoscope is even slightly off, it could damage tissue or just not work properly.
So you've got these incredibly complex molds and these insanely high standards for accuracy.
Yeah.
How do you actually make sure that every single piece that comes out of that mold is flawless?
That's where quality control comes in. There are some truly amazing technologies out there, like 3D scanning, that can detect even the tiniest imperfections.
So we're talking flaws that are invisible to the naked eye.
Exactly. These machines can spot things we can never see on our own.
It's like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It really is. But of course, all this high-tech wizardry comes at a price.
Yeah, that makes sense. Adds another layer of challenge for manufacturers.
It does. And then on top of that, you have the regulatory landscape.
Ah, yes, the regulations.
It adds even more complexity and cost to the entire process.
Okay, before we get lost in that regulatory maze, let's just take a breath and recap what we've learned so far.
That's good.
It's pretty clear that medical injection molding is a high-stakes game.
Absolutely.
We need incredible precision. Materials that are not only safe, but also biocompatible, and there's clearly a lot more to it than meets the eye.
We've only scratched the surface.
And to really understand how complex this world is, I think we need to delve into the world of hygiene.
Oh yeah, where clean isn't just clean, it's sterile.
Time to scrub in.
Let's do it.
Okay, hygiene time. So when you picture a surgical instrument fresh out of the package.
It comes to mind, sterile, right?
Yeah, definitely. But it's got to be more than just clean, right?
Oh, for sure. In the medical device world, ensuring that level of hygiene, it goes way beyond just like wiping things down.
Okay, so what are we talking about here? What makes it so different?
You've got sterility, of course. That means absolutely zero microbial contamination.
So no bacteria, no viruses, nothing.
Nothing. It's achieved through a combo of things, like super controlled environments.
Makes sense.
And then the materials themselves, they have to be able to withstand some pretty intense sterilization processes.
So our friends PC and Peak, they come in handy again here.
They do. They can handle the heat, so to speak.
Because that stability we were talking about.
Exactly. But then there's another aspect we got to think about too, cleanability.
Okay, so even if a device isn't going inside the body, it still needs to be easy to disinfect. Why is that so important?
Well, think about a syringe, for instance. Even if it's been sterilized, if there's any tiny residue left behind, it could basically become a breeding ground for bacteria.
Yikes.
Yeah, not good. Designing for easy cleaning is absolutely crucial. Smooth surfaces, no little nooks and crannies for bacteria to hide in.
So it's got to be easy to wipe down, basically.
Exactly. Like, think about the difference between cleaning a smooth countertop versus a textured sponge.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
Right. Which one's going to be easier to keep clean?
Definitely the countertop.
Exactly. So smooth surfaces on these medical devices, that's what we want.
Makes perfect sense. But I'm guessing achieving these crazy standards for sterility and cleanability, it's not exactly a walk in the park.
Oh, absolutely not. It takes a ton of work. Meticulous quality control at every step.
Every single step.
Every single one. And the technology plays a big role, too. There's stuff like non-destructive testing, which uses sound waves or even x-rays to spot tiny microscopic flaws.
Wait, so they can see these flaws before the device even leaves the factory?
Pretty much. It's amazing what they can do these days.
Yeah, that's wild. It's like they're seeing things invisible to the naked eye.
Exactly. But of course, all this amazing tech, it comes with a price tag.
Yeah, figured as much. Adds another challenge for the manufacturers.
It does. And then, to make things even more interesting, you've got those ever-evolving regulations.
Ugh, the regulations.
It's like trying to hit a moving target. Manufacturers adapt to one set of rules, and then bam, new ones come along.
So they're constantly having to innovate and improve.
Oh, yeah, they got to stay on their toes.
Okay, speaking of regulations, let's dive into that labyrinth you mentioned before. We've talked about the standards for materials, precision, and hygiene. But how do regulations actually impact the injection molding process itself?
Okay, so think of regulators as the super strict but well-meaning parents of the medical device world.
Okay, I like that.
They're there to protect us, but sometimes it feels like they have a rule for everything.
So how do these parental regulations actually play out in the world of injection molding?
Well, first off, they dictate which materials can and can't be used.
So it's not as simple as finding a cool new plastic and saying, hey, let's make a heart valve out of this.
Haha, definitely not. We talked about PC and PEEK being popular choices.
Right.
Well, that's partly because they've already gone through all the rigorous testing and gotten the regulatory thumbs up.
So if a company wants to use a new material?
A new cutting-edge material, they've got to go through this whole approval process, can take years and cost a fortune.
Wow, so it's not a decision to be taken lightly.
Not at all. And it goes beyond just the materials, too. Regulators set standards for the entire manufacturing process.
The entire property.
Every single step, everything from how precise those dimensions need to be to the exact sterilization methods used.
So even a tiny tweak in the regulations could have a ripple effect across the whole production line.
Absolutely. Imagine a new regulation comes out that tightens the tolerance for a syringe component just by a tiny fraction of a millimeter.
Doesn't sound like much.
But suddenly, the molds they've been using, those might be obsolete.
They got to start over from scratch.
Pretty much. Invest in new equipment, retrain their staff. It's a big deal.
That's got to be super disruptive and expensive.
Oh, it is. But hey, those regulations are there for a reason. They're protecting patients.
True, true. But I bet it keeps those manufacturers on their toes.
Oh, for sure. And then there's the mountain of paperwork.
Paperwork.
Certification, new regulation, new tests, new audits, piles of documents to prove they're meeting all these standards.
It's a never-ending cycle.
Pretty much. Constantly adapting, innovating, and proving they're playing by the rules.
So we've got strict regulations on materials, on processes, and then a whole mountain of paperwork on top of that. I'm starting to see why medical injection molding is such a specialized field.
It definitely takes a unique combination of expertise, dedication, and honestly, a high tolerance for stress.
I bet. But at the end of the day, those regulations are there to protect us.
Absolutely. And in the midst of all these challenges, there's actually a lot of exciting innovation happening in the field.
Really? Like what?
Well, sometimes those new regulations, they actually force manufacturers to get creative and come up with new technologies and techniques.
So it's kind of like a back and forth.
Exactly. Regulators raise the bar, manufacturers find a way to jump over it, leads to better and safer devices for everyone.
So it's like a constant push for improvement.
That's a great way to put it. But all this talk about regulations and manufacturing processes, how does this all connect back to the listener?
Yeah, why should they care about the ins and outs of medical injection molding?
Well, it's easy to take these devices for granted, when you're on the receiving end of medical care.
You don't really think about where they came from.
Right. But understanding what actually goes into creating these devices, it can change your whole perspective on healthcare.
Makes you appreciate the complexity.
Exactly. Next time you see a medical device, whether it's a simple syringe or some complex piece of surgical equipment,
Right.
just take a moment to think about the journey it took to get there.
All the steps involved, all the people who made it happen.
Yeah. It's like you're getting a glimpse into this whole hidden world of innovation and dedication.
A world that most people never even think about.
And yet, it impacts all of our lives in such a profound way.
So it's not just about appreciating the technical marvels of these devices. It's about recognizing the immense responsibility and skill that goes into creating them.
Exactly. And understanding that the journey of a medical device, from concept to patient, it's a testament to human ingenuity, collaboration, this drive to constantly improve healthcare.
But where does it all go from here?
Yeah.
How does medical injection molding evolve to meet the challenges of the future? What new innovations are on the horizon?
That is the million-dollar question. And I think the answer, it lies at the intersection of materials, science, engineering, and our ever-growing understanding of the human body.
So we're talking about pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Absolutely. What if we could create biocompatible materials that, seamlessly integrate with our tissues?
So they become part of us.
Exactly. Imagine artificial organs that function just like the real thing.
That's wild.
It is. Or think about those microfluidic devices.
Tiny ones.
Yeah. What if they could diagnose diseases with just a single drop of blood?
Talk about revolutionizing healthcare.
Right. And these tiny chips, those are made possible by incredibly precise injection molding. Could totally change how we detect and manage illness.
And then there's 3D printing.
Oh, yeah, 3D printing. That opens up a whole new world of possibilities.
Imagine needing a hip replacement.
Okay.
But instead of getting a standard implant, they 3D print one that's perfectly matched to your bones using injection molding technology.
Wow, talk about personalized medicine.
Right. The possibilities are pretty much endless.
They really are. And the amazing thing is, we're just at the beginning of this journey. Who knows what incredible breakthroughs are waiting for us just around the corner?
So exciting to think about.
It really is. Speaking of the future, what would you say to someone who's just starting to explore this world, someone who's fascinated by medical injection molding?
Good question. What advice would you give them?
I'd say never underestimate the power of curiosity and that willingness to learn.
So keep asking questions.
Always be asking questions, dive deep into the science behind the materials, explore the manufacturing processes. Don't be afraid to get your hands dirty, so to speak.
Get in there and really explore the nitty-gritty.
Exactly. It's a fascinating field, truly is. And for anyone listening who's, feeling inspired to dive deeper, there are so many avenues to explore.
Where would you even start?
Well, you could go down the rabbit hole of high precision manufacturing.
Okay, high precision manufacturing, what's that all about?
Think tolerances measured in microns. It's mind-blowing.
Wow, so we're talking like incredibly tiny measurements.
Tiny, but so crucial in this field.
Makes sense. What else?
You could explore the world of quality control. That's where things get really intense.
How so?
Even the smallest flaw can have huge consequences. It's all about making sure every single part meets those insanely high standards we talked
A
about.
lot of pressure.
It is, but it's also super important work. And hey, let's not forget about the material science side of things.
Right, the materials.
There's this whole universe of polymers out there with incredible properties just waiting to be discovered.
It's like a treasure hunt for the perfect plastic.
It really is. And who knows, maybe one of our listeners will be the one to find that next game-changing material, the one that leads to, like, a breakthrough in artificial organs or something.
That would be amazing. So, to our listeners out there, we've taken you on a pretty deep dive into the world of medical injection molding today.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
But this is really just the beginning of your exploration.
It is. We've shown you the incredible precision involved, those crazy, strict hygiene standards.
The regulations, the constant drive for innovation.
It's a complex field, but it's also super rewarding.
It is. And we encourage you to keep digging deeper, keep asking questions.
Never lose that curiosity.
Because who knows, maybe one day, you'll be the one pushing the boundaries of this field, developing those next generation medical devices.
The ones that will save lives and change the world.
Exactly. That's all for today's deep dive.
Thanks for joining us.
Until next time, keep those minds curious and those imaginations firing.